Hey.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Oh, this song is absolutely perfect for today. It's Memorial Day weekend. Beautiful outside, great weather for planting the garden, not too hot. Your soil is ready. So get down to your local garden center and let's get the garden planted. We're at Freshwater Farms in Atkinson, New Hampshire today. I'll be here for until 2 o'clock, so you got plenty of time. Come on down and say hello and bring all of your questions, and we'll try and work together so that you have a great time. And if you're not already receiving our newsletter, we have a newsletter that I write every Thursday. It goes out to you, and it's free. If you go to my website, which is paulparent.com, and parent is like mom and dad, P-A-R-E-N-T, paulparent.com, and on the very top it says newsletter. Just click there, and then put your email address, hit submit, and you'll get our weekly newsletter. And I try and do a tree, a shrub, this time of the year, a vegetable, and a flower or a perennial. And every week we'll have some great information for you. And there's also information about the up-and-coming garden tour. And this is a great time. The garden tour is called The Hidden Gardens of Kennebunk in Maine. There are 9 homes, and there's some gorgeous homes right overlooking the ocean. Beautiful. But my home will be on it, and you can see my gardens. And a lot of you say, Paul, there's no way that you can do everything that you do. Well, I do. It takes a lot of work. I can hardly move this morning. Thank God I have to work today so I don't have to work in the garden and relax a little bit. But I'll work on it when I get home. But the date is July 17th, and there's more information on the website. And at the top of the page, it says, right where it says newsletter, it will also say G-Tour, Garden Tour. You click on there, and there's all the information and a place where you can call to order tickets. And we'd love to see you there. All the proceeds go to the Abused Children Program for Southern Maine. A great time for all. And you get to see some of the things that we're doing. And, oh, this year, a company called a Compost Tumbler, we promoted their compost tumbler because I have one and I just love it. They have donated a compost tumbler. And when you come to my house, you're going to put your name in the tumbler. At the end of the day, we're going to turn it. We're going to pull a name, and you're going to win a compost tumbler. And we have a whole bunch of other prizes. So write down your calendar, July 17th, for the Hidden Gardens of the Kennebunk. Don, who's up first this hour?
This is Norma from Cape Cod, who has a question about some lilacs.
Norma, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi. I have a lilac. I believe it's French. It's one trunk. Can I move it now, or am I too late?
The problem with trying to move a lilac now is it's probably in bloom, and I know it's in full leaf. And the weather's relatively warm, but the next few days I'm not supposed to be as warm as it has been. How big is it?
6 feet.
6 feet tall?
Yeah.
And how long has it been planted there?
Maybe about 4 years, 5 years.
4 years. If you're able to get a root ball that's 18 inches or larger in width and depth, so if you're willing to dig a hole in the shape of a donut with a shovel and get a root ball, a big, big root ball, then you could move it and it wouldn't be a problem. If your soil is sandy and it seems to crumble and fall apart, then I would wait until either next spring or in the fall as the plant is going dormant. But you have to remember, you know, we're almost in June and the weather's hot and it's in full leaf. And if we get some days where it's 80, you're going to have some wilting. But if you can get a big root ball and you can keep it nice and wet, today's the day to do it. Thank you, Norma. And once you've transplanted it, use some liquid fertilizer like Miracle-Gro on it. And that will help to give it a push. Dawn, who's next?
This is Marta from Massachusetts, who has a question about roses.
Marta, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. Well, I did everything you said to do for my climbing roses in the early spring, and now my bushes are loaded with flowers. They look beautiful. But I'm wondering, am I supposed to just let those fall off naturally, or am I supposed to prune off the dead roses?
On roses, if you can deadhead the roses, which is a term for removing the roses, especially on climbing roses, there's a chance that you're going to get sporadic blooms later on during the year. Traditionally, roses come into bloom around Father's Day. And this year, because we're 2 weeks ahead of schedule, the roses are all in full bloom. So when you see they're done blooming, if you can cut them back to just above the third set of leaves that's in five segments. And when you look at your roses, the first leaf underneath the flowers are in three pieces. And then eventually we'll go to five. So one five leaflet, two five leaflets, and just above the third set of five is where you cut it. And that will stimulate the plant to give you more and more blossoms. Now, once you cut it back like that, it would help if you could feed it to give it some additional energy. And whatever you do, when you water, keep the water off the foliage. Bayer has a great complete rose, which is a fertilizer, fungicide, and insecticide all in one. And I would consider doing that at the same time. The other thing with climbing roses are going to flower more if the branches go horizontally. If you take the rose and you grow it straight up in the air, all of your flowers are going to be on the tips of the branches. If you're growing them on an arbor, grow them zigzag like the letter S. So bring it up, turn it to your right, and then bend it to go to the left, just like the letter S. When you get horizontal branching, you get more flowering. Strange, but that's how it works. Thank you. Dawn, who's next?
This is Marion from Manchester, who has a question about a blueberry bush.
Marion, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you doing today?
Good. And yourself?
Fine. I had a question. I bought my granddaughter three blueberry plants yesterday at one of the local stores, about 3 feet high, the Elliott variety. Got a lot of green berries on it, and she hasn't planted them yet. Any advice on how to feed or, you know, her yard is basically sunny. She has some shade.
Okay. Now, first thing you got to do, the more sun, the better. So, I mean, blueberries will grow in pot shade, but if you can put them in full sun, they'll do very, very good for you. Now, these are high bush, so they're going to get in the neighborhood of 4 to 6 feet tall, and they're going to spread 3 to 4 feet. So make sure that, you know, she gives them plenty of room between plantings. Blueberries love an acid soil. So this is what you want to do. Lots of sun, plenty of space between them. Dig your hole. And in the hole, you want to put some compost. Work it in well. If your soil is on the sandy side, get a little bit of this soil moist. I know I talk a lot about the soil moist, but once you've used it, you'll never not use it again. It will cut back on your watering. And with a new plant, the soil moist helps it to get established a lot faster. And for a 3-foot blueberry, you're going to need about a tablespoon. That's it. Because it expands 200 times. So dig a hole, a tablespoon of the soil moist, some compost, work it all in, set your plant so that the top of the root ball is level with the ground, and then fill in your trench. Once you've planted it, if you could put some Holytone fertilizer, or Dr. Earth has an acid plant fertilizer. Put a couple handfuls around the plant, and every time it rains or you water, it will leach down to the root system. Then put some bark mulch on it. Make like a circle, or you can put them in a row and make just like a hedge of the blueberries. The mulch will keep the weeds away. It will hold the moisture, so during July and August when it gets hot, your plants won't need as much water, and you won't have any berry drop. So you got some work to do today. Folks, I want to tell you about a new organic fertilizer that's an absolute powerhouse in terms of its nutritional value. Converted Organics all-natural fertilizers are rich in organic matter, protein, and humic acid, and deliver high-quality turf and a healthy soil. So why Converted Organics? By using Converted Organics fertilizer, your lawn will have a lush green color and more durable. What's more, you can reduce negative environmental impacts, eliminate the use of chemicals, reduce the amount of water required for your lawn, and increase the soil health. This spring, nourish your lawn and garden with Converted Organics all-natural organic fertilizers. Available at Home Depot, Whole Foods, and selected independent garden centers in the Northeast. To find a store near you and sign up for a chance to win a free organic lawn care makeover, visit convertedorganics.com/home. Converted Organics, safe and effective. Now the spring is here. Look at your lawn. Are there dead patches here and there? Don't panic. You do not have to reseed the whole lawn. Just use Ultra Lawn Patch from AM Turf. Just sprinkle it on the dead spots. Ultra Lawn Patch is a revolutionary, all-natural mulch filled with quality grass seed and a natural fertilizer in one package. The special mulch will hold the seed in place, keep the moisture there longer for faster germination. That's Ultra Lawn Patch by AM Turf. Bugs and weeds got you down this year? How would you like to save on the products that do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertilom Killzall to replace Roundup, twice as strong and half the price. Fertilom Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub, half the price and a big savings. And over the top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertilom.com, that's F-E-R-T-I-L-O-M-E.com, for a dealer near you.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are at Freshwater Farms in Atkinson, New Hampshire. We'll be here until 2 o'clock, so come on by and say hello. We'd love to see you. Dawn, who's up next?
This is Eleanor from New Hampshire, who has a question about fruit trees.
Eleanor, good morning. Welcome.
Hi. It's so nice to be able to reach you this morning. I've listened to you for 1,000 years, I think, and how do you say thank you for someone knowing as much as you do? I don't think there's really a way, but anyway, I want to thank you, number one, because my dwarf peach tree, a couple of years ago, I didn't know enough to take some of the young peaches off, and it got so heavy that it was shaped like came up on one stem and then into a Y, and one side of it just ripped down the whole trunk and was on the ground. And everyone around here told me to give up on it and replace it. And you said it would heal. And it did. And this year it's covered with blossoms and it's really filled out and looks wonderful. And, you know, it takes a while to get them to the point of bearing fruit. And I'm just so glad you told me not to give up. And I didn't.
Good.
What I want to know, Paul, is I have that and a pear tree dwarf. And they've gotten bigger and are starting to bear fruit, which is such fun. But they grow really tall, straight branches at the top. And number one, I can't reach them. And someone told me that that those are sort of suckers. When a branch grows straight up, that it should be pruned off. And the only other question I have, I want to make sure I can possibly get an answer from you on, is you told me also the product to get to kill plantone, which has taken over a whole section of my lawn, and I've had a dreadful time. And you told me I got the product, and you said to use it when the dandelions bloomed. And I was sick, and I couldn't get out there. Is it too late to apply that? Do I have to wait till next year?
No. You can use a weed killer now. Matter of fact, I sprayed a section of my lawn yesterday that had some clover. I thought I had killed everything. And there were three or four sizable clumps on one side of my front yard. And I took the Bonide Weed Beater Ultra, the liquid weed killer, and I sprayed it right on top of the clover. And by the end of the day, I could see it already starting to curl. So it's never, ever too late to kill weeds. And if you can kill the weeds, then the grass will get thicker, and that means less weeds in the long run. Now, on your fruit trees, if you get a branch that just skyrockets and just goes straight up 3, 4, or 5 feet, that is a sucker. And those, you do want to cut some of those off so that the energy is divided evenly amongst all of your branches. And that will help a great deal so that your tree becomes uniform. Now, we had talked about, you know, you had mentioned there was so many fruit. Keep an eye on that tree. And when the fruit begins to form, if you see that a branch, you know, will have 5, 6, 7 peaches on it, just think what 5, 6, 7 peaches are going to weigh. And what may be to your advantage is, because you're only talking 1 or 2 trees, it would be a good idea to maybe thin it out a little bit. And all you got to do is take your fingernails and give it a little pinch, or take some scissors and remove some of that fruit. You don't want to do it now. Wait till they get to be like golf ball size, and take the smallest of the fruit and just cut it off. That means less weight on the branches, less bending, less stress. And instead of having 5 peaches that are small, if you took off 2, then you'd have peaches that are going to be much larger and probably ripen faster for you too. So a little bit of thinning, selective thinning, will help a great deal for your plants. Okay? If we can help you, 800-259-9231. Just like killing weeds, it's not too late to kill moss either. So if you've got moss on your lawn, there's a company called Lily Miller, and they have a powdered moss killer. And a lot of the garden centers carry it. They have it in a bag, this powder. They also have a liquid. And if you're going to use the powder, which you put down with a spreader, do it when there's dew on the lawn, or if you're just going to do it today, just put the hose on it for 2 minutes, just to make it wet. And that way, when you apply the moss killer, it sticks to the wet foliage, and it will kill that moss. Fertilize the lawn, the grass will fill in, and moss will be passe. But go to the garden center, Lily Miller Moss Killer. It works great. Just 2 weeks, the moss will just disappear.
This could be your year, the year when your flower beds burst with color, when you remember what homegrown vegetables are supposed to taste like, and when your lawn is more lush than you ever dreamed possible. Because this could be the year you discover Bradfield Organics. With Bradfield Organics fertilizers, you don't feed the plants, you feed the soil, and the soil feeds the plants. So you're working with nature, not against it. Sure, some chemical fertilizers give you quick results, but they're short-term. And what about children and pets? Bradfield Organics are safe, clean, and pleasant to use. Simply follow directions and the results can be dramatic and delicious. Chances are, even wild birds and butterflies will prefer your yard to the neighbors. Yes, this could be your year with Bradfield Organics. Choose from Luscious Lawn and Garden or Luscious Lawn Corn Gluten Blend, wherever exceptional garden products are sold.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTown. Gear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks, the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is Better Than Rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better Than Rocks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Rocks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Rocks at your favorite garden center, or visit
Better Than Rocks. .com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are at Freshwater Farms in Atkinson, New Hampshire. I'll be here until 2 o'clock. So if you get a chance, come on by, say hello. We'll give you some ideas on your vegetable garden, your flower bed. If you've got a weed that's a problem or a bug, bring me a sample, and we'll try and help you to select the right product to control that particular problem. We're talking earlier today about this new Echo lawn grass seed. This is a great blend of grass. It will grow in full shade all day. So if you've got some big pines, oaks, maples, and nothing seems to grow, this Echo lawn will grow there for you. It requires half the water, half the fertilizer, and you only get to mow it three times a year, if that. So check out this website, wildflowerfarm.com. All one word, wildflowerfarm.com. Or if you live on the North Shore in Peabody, Northeast Nursery on Route 1 South, they have it in stock. The number there is 978-535-6550. But it's Northeast Nursery, Route 1 South in Peabody. Dawn, who's up next?
This is Helen from Cape Cod, who has a question about her, I believe it's a Mayflower verbitum.
Viburnum.
Viburnum, there we go.
We will make a gardener out of you yet. Helen, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Mayflower verbenum, is that right?
Viburnum.
Viburnum,
yes.
Is about 5 years old, and I had plenty of flowers on it for the first 3 years, and last year I had a couple, and this year I only have one. It's about three, I've just pruned it, and it's about 3 feet high and maybe 2.5 feet wide at this time. I've been pruning it after the flowers, and I feed it with plant tone twice a year, in the spring and in the fall, and it gets morning sun, and I don't know what to do to make it flower next year.
Okay. Now, are you pruning it every year?
After the flowers, I cut it back a little.
How much do you take off?
Oh, maybe about 6 inches.
6 inches. Now, once you've done that pruning, is it making some new growth?
Yes.
Okay. Then what I'd like to have you do is this. Because if you prune it when the flowering cycle ends, it gives the plant plenty of time to make the flower buds for next year, especially if it's making some new growth. And Plantone is a wonderful fertilizer also. What I want you to look for, go to your local garden center and ask for something called Plant Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E. And Plant Thrive is Mycorrhizae. And Mycorrhizae is the new technology for gardening. Mycorrhizae is a bacteria, and the Plant Thrive is a liquid. It's the only company that makes a liquid that you spray on your plant and you soak the ground around it. It will double the size of the root system. Mycorrhizae is a bacteria that grows on the roots like spaghetti, and it's able to take fertilizer that occurs naturally in the ground that most plants can't use unless they've got mycorrhizae. We all have a little bit, but this is a super amount. It makes the fertilizer that's not available available. And it will double the size of the root system of your plant in just a 30-day period. It will help the plant to make more flowers and more fruit. Now, mycorrhizae is something that if you use it, you're in for a surprise, especially for perennials and shrubs and trees. But the vegetable garden, the year that I first used it, I applied it on my tomato plants. And in the fall, I had to use a shovel to get the tomato plants out of the ground. I have never had to use a shovel before. I could not pull it out of the ground. I had to dig it. That's how big and strong the plants were. And the fruit, 28 tomato plants filled 2 wheelbarrows, one red and one yellow and green that I made sauce and relishes for. So if you can find Plant Thrive, use it. And you're going to have so many flowers on your plant, you won't believe it. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Vera from Vermont, who has a question about asparagus.
Vera, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. I have a good problem morning. With my asparagus. I generally mulched it in the fall with hay. Last fall, I did not get the mulch on it. This year, a lot of it has died out, and what is left, a lot of it, the asparagus is very small in diameter. And the worst part is that there's a little bug on them. It's a brown bug with light spots on the back. It's like two rows of this light spots. And it's on all of the asparagus, and I don't know what to do with it.
Yeah. What you have is actually called an asparagus beetle. Go down to your garden center. There's a product made by Bonide Long and Garden called 8, just like the number 8. And 8 is for any insect that chews. And it's wicked, wicked safe. The old product, and I want you to stay away from it, is called 7, believe it or not. The 7 was what we used when I first started gardening back in the late 60s. They found that 7, especially the powder, is deadly for bees. And they were supposed to take it off the market. Why they haven't, I don't know. But if you get 8, 8 will not hurt bees, will not hurt beneficial insects. And the old product 7 lasted 7 days. 8 will last 3 weeks. And it will take care of that asparagus beetle. Now, what I want you to do is this. Don't get discouraged. What I would do, go to your local garden center. You can still plant asparagus in any places where you have a miss, where something has died. Dig a hole about a foot deep, 12 inches wide. In the bottom of the hole, make a mound in the shape of a pyramid. And the asparagus roots looks like a bunch of spaghetti with a top on one end. Spread the roots around this little pyramid of soil that you've made, and you want to cover the asparagus root with about 6 to 8 inches of soil. But it's not too late, and a lot of the bigger garden centers will still have plants like a feed and grain store, but this, you know, pick up the phone and make some calls. You can still plant it at this time. And I would fill in all of those spots. What my father always did in the fall of the year, he let the frost hit the asparagus. He would cut everything flush to the ground. And then he would put down a couple of inches of, you could either use a straw, you can use salt marsh hay, you can use pine needles even. And that way it's weed free. And like you, he would put a couple of inches on the ground, and that really helped to insulate the ground. But if you can do that, you're going to, and it will come back. You know, get some of that plant thrive with the mycorrhiza. Asparagus is a root. And if you can increase the density and the amount of roots on the plant, you're going to have a much, much better root. Now, if you can't find a plant thrive, Espoma, who makes Holytone and Plantone, they have something called Biotone, and that will work well. Dr. Earth has a vegetable garden fertilizer that contains probiotics, and that has mycorrhiza in it also. But don't give up. Feed what's there, and during the year, they're going to get thicker and fuller. You'll see all kinds of shoots. But it's not too late to fill in where you have gaps. Thank you. Dawn, who's next?
This is Nancy from Boston, who has a question about one of her beautiful plants.
Nancy, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I have enjoyed your program for years. Thank you for listening.
How can we help you today, Nancy?
I have an amaryllis plant for Christmas. It was beautiful. And, of course, after I lost the buds, flowers.
Yep.
I have nothing. And then suddenly I've got these two green stalks that have come up. They're about 24 inches tall. What do I do?
Okay. Those are the leaves. Okay, and those leaves are the factory that makes the energy so that you can have a flower. So what you need to do, I have a couple in my garage right now that are going to be outside in the next couple of days. And the leaves are probably about 2 feet on both of those. I haven't put them outside because the weather's been so up and down. I didn't want to lose them. But what I did is when I received them, they were in a 6-inch pot. And as soon as the flowers went by, I knocked them out of the 6-inch pot and repotted them into a 10-inch container, which more than doubled the amount of soil. And that will go outside in my backyard for the entire summer. And I'm going to feed it. I put some Osmocote pellets. It's a time-release fertilizer after I repotted it. And during the year, when I feed my containers in the backyard, that amaryllis is going to get a shot of Miracle-Gro every couple of weeks. And when the kids go back to school, I take that plant and I put it in my cellar. I tell the plant, go to sleep. And slowly it starts to change color from green to yellow. And then it starts to really fall apart. And I remove all the leaves once they're yellow and brown. And there's no water once it goes in the cellar. And then right after Christmas, I bring it upstairs. I give it a good drink with some liquid Miracle-Gro facing a nice sunny window. And it comes right back to life. But if you want it to rebloom, you've got to repot it. Feed it on a regular basis all summer long and right up until September when the kids go to school, and then let it rest in your basement, no watering, let it fall apart, and then restart it after the holidays. Thank you. Things that you need to do this time of the year. If your grass is not as thick as it should be, remember, the grass will be less likely to have weeds if you let it get tall. Don't cut your lawn short. When you cut the grass short, you expose the soil to the sun, which will help to germinate weed seeds. So when you're cutting your grass, set your mower as high as possible. I set mine between 2.5 and 3 inches. You'll say, wow, that's tall. It is tall, but there's a lot less weeds if you can do that, because the ground stays cooler, there's no direct sun, and you have a lot less weeds on them. It's not too late to kill the weeds. So if you've got patches of dandelions or some clover or whatever is coming in there, you can still use a liquid to spray it and to kill those weeds. You can still fertilize at this time of the year. The greener the lawn, the thicker the lawn, and the taller the grass, the less likely that you'll have weeds. And if you've got moss, you can still kill moss.
It makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer as something new for you this spring.
A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma. Because of a very mild fall and winter, the moles have had a field day in your lawn and garden. It's time to take action. Bonine Mole Tox 2 will eliminate moles in your lawn and garden. All it takes is a teaspoon per tunnel and the damage stops. I use it and it works. In February and March, spray your fruit trees, roses, and ornamental with Bonine oil and lime sulfur spray. This product kills the disease spores and the insect eggs that are spending the winter on your plant, and they will not hatch in the spring. Oil and lime sulfur sprays contain no chemicals, and it works. With summer heat and less rainfall, your lawn will start to lose its beautiful spring color and density unless you fertilize your lawn like the golf courses do with Milorganite Organic Fertilizer. Milorganite has been used for over 80 years by thousands of golf courses across the country. Milorganite, it never burns. It's high in iron. It adds organic matter to your soil. It's slow release and longer feeding. Milorganite aids in root development even during drought condition, and no need to water it in. That's Milorganite. Gardening is a lot of fun, and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove for family emergency solutions.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Frank Garden Club. 800-259-9231. And remember, if you want to control the mosquitoes in the backyard and you want to do it organically, Echo Smart Mosquito Killer. It's all organic. It's all natural. Your nurseries have it, and I think Walmart, Home Depot, Lowe's may have it also. But it's a ready-to-use. You screw it onto the end of your hose. You spray where you have shaded areas between shrubbery, tall grasses, and you'll have the best cookout without mosquitoes that you ever had, and it's all natural. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Sandy from Massachusetts, who has a question about a cherry tree.
Sandy, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Oh, hi, good
Sandy.
Morning, Paul. Thank you so very much for taking my call. I have a weeping cherry that is about, oh, I don't know, 7-8 years old, but it seems to have a bug. I pruned it last week, and there was no holes in the leaves, and now on one side of the tree it looks like it's Swiss cheese.
Yep, you've got a little caterpillar. I have a weeping cherry just like you, and I noticed that they just started on my tree in Maine. this in the last couple of days. The way, and it's like it's like the thickness of a matchstick, and very, very small. They eat their body weight in foliage every single day. Get a product called Spinosad, S-P-I-N-O-S-A-D. Spinosad comes in a couple of forms. There's a company called Fertiloam, and they have it, or Bonide. And Bonide calls it Captain Jack Dead Bug Brew. And Spinosad will kill every caterpillar that you have, and it's a disease. You will kill the tomato hornworm. It will kill the caterpillars on cabbages and broccoli, Brussels sprouts, but on all of your tent worms and on your tree, within 3 hours, they're gone. And it's totally organic. It's a virus, and it will do a great job. But Spinosad or Bonide Captain Jack Dead Bug Brew, it's a virus that they found in the Caribbean, and believe me, it does a fantastic job. If you get a chance, go to my website, which is paulparent.com, and at the top of the page, it says newsletter. Click on newsletter, and every Thursday, we will send you a free newsletter. 4 stories about your garden, this time of the year outside in the winter, about houseplants and flowering plants and things. It's free. It comes to you every single Thursday. And circle this date, July 17th. July 17th is the garden tour in Kennebunk, Maine. There's 9 homes. One of them is mine. If you want to see my yard, write this down, July 17th. And where it says newsletter, it will also say G Tour at the top of the page of paulparent.com. When you click there, you'll have a link for all the information for the garden tour. We want to see you. 2 years ago, we did this. We had 992 people come to my house. We're looking to break that record, and we promise you a good time, and you'll learn stuff because we've done a lot of things to try and teach you. We're growing beans and cucumbers on trellises, on fencing. We want you to see how to do that. We have an herb garden that's new, topiary fruit trees, all kinds of stuff. So circle your calendar. July 17th, go to paulparent.com, and then just click on G Garden or newsletter, and that will give you all the information. I want you to have a great week. Get out, visit your local nursery. I am at Freshwater Farms in Atkinson, New Hampshire. I'll be here until 2 o'clock. So come on down, say hello. Bring your gardening questions. If you have an insect, a disease, or a weed, bring it. Put it in a plastic bag so we don't spread it all over the nursery. And we'll try and identify it for you and tell you what you can use to control it. And that way you'll get your season off to a good start. Again, I'm here until 2. Come on by and say hello. Freshwater Farms, Atkinson, New Hampshire, not far from Haverhill. And we're all work together to give you a wonderful, wonderful start to the gardening season. It's Memorial Day. Drive safe. Have a great time, everybody. And we'll talk to you next Sunday. Ron.